You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And now joining us, as I said, Craig Breslow. How are we doing tonight?
I am good.
Thank you. Comfortable? You
is it good? Comfortable. Relax,
never
man.
Never comfortable.
We're easy. We're a lot easier than that morning show. Don't worry.
Yeah.
About. Yeah.
Relax. Yeah. We're not. No one here is going to boo or
yeah.
Cheer.
Different environment.
No,
here.
No,
we're good.
Yeah. We're good.
Before we get into some of those discussions, you're obviously very well versed on what the Jimmy Fund. You're a player now. You're in management here.
You also grew up in the area.
You grew up in the area, so that you know you've lived a lifetime of what the Jimmy Fund, the Red Sox, that relationship means. Just explain what that does mean to you and to everybody.
Yeah, so cancer is something that has affected my family. My older sister is a childhood cancer survivor, and I know that I'm not unique in saying that cancer has affected us. But as a player, I think very, very early on in my career here, it was clear just how important this cause was. And you know, I'll say it for as long as I'm asked. It was never a favor or a request of players. It was a privilege to participate in this. And there's just a different feel around the clubhouse and around the stadium for these couple of days, understanding just how meaningful this time is and the impact that players and the community can have on cancer patients and their families.
Are you see the players? I mean, the guys that are new to the team. It seems like they seem to embrace it right away. That's got to make you guys and everyone, you know, in the front office feel good that the players are actively participating in this fundraising event every year as well.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's not a question. And you understand the legacy and the Jimmy Fund captains and just how pervasive this cause has been to the Red Sox and a partnership that has, you know, lasted nearly 75 years, right? And so I think new players come in, they learn from players who have been here just how important this cause is. And like I said, players volunteer. This isn't one of those requests that comes along and you say, well, I've got other things to do. I need to prepare for my day. This is how can I help and when can I do it?
So, Craig, one of the things that has been a constant theme over the last couple of days has been the good vibes, good feelings that the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber provide for the patients and their families when they need it. In their darkest hours and at their most critical times. And that seemed, you know, the good vibes also seem to be rolling here through the stadium as well. And we've had a chance to speak to several different players across multiple day parts here over the 2 days of the telethon. And, you know, through the ups and the downs and the highs and lows, I got to say, there are some really energetic, electric people that are a part of this team right now. And they all keep saying the same thing. Something feels really good about this team. Do you still have your finger on that pulse? Do you feel that same something?
I think it is. There's this palpable effect that this dynamic, athletic group of players has, and you see it the way that it manifests on the field, and I think it's a really exciting brand of baseball that we're playing and that fans are getting to watch. But then you see the personalities when guys come and sit down here and talk, and you realize that it's not a facade, it's not an act, right? This is a group of players that genuinely care about each other. They care about the games on the field. They care about the impact that they can have on the community. And it's really fun to be around. It's really fun to watch.
You and Alex and Sam Kennedy have been consistent all year long, I feel like, saying we have a good baseball team. We're planning, preparing to play in the postseason. And right now, that's where you are. If it, you know, the old cliche, if the playoffs start today, you'd be in. There's a three-way tie for the wild card and all that, but it's not done. How much work is there to be done, even on your part? I know the trade deadline has passed, but, you know, we can watch games and say, oh, the bullpen might be a little leaky, as Lou Maloney said today in one of his videos. How does that work come about for you over the next month plus?
Yeah, a few things. So, right, we're constrained in terms of how we can add players, given that the deadline has passed. But we feel like we've got a deep farm system, and there are guys at the upper levels that are capable of helping us down the stretch. So we want to make sure that we're optimizing the roster, that our bullpen is always fresh, that if we're going to face a string of left-handed pitchers, we've got right-handed bats that are ready to step in. And so, you know, I think there's work to do from that regard to make sure that we're giving Alex and the team as many fresh pieces as we possibly can, as many like versatile and flexible pieces as we can, to give ourselves the best chance of winning. And then there's support that we can offer in terms of information.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And advance reports, and you know we're not going to be able to make wholesale changes to the roster or to players right now, but we can do everything possible to support them.
When the season started, you know, I was looking at the profile of this team, and I played on teams where it was the foundation was a lot of young guys, but there was like a really good mix of just older veterans around to kind of help young, you know, the young guys, you know, figure it out. It feels like, you know, when you look at your team versus the team you're playing tonight, the Orioles, like, they got a lot of young guys, but they're missing maybe some of the older guys. I mean, when you were putting this team together before the season started, did you feel like, you know, like a Bregman, the impact he could have on the young guys, the Trevor Stories, the Chapmans, that those guys are so important in helping maybe kind of bring these young guys that you have on your team along? That's got to be part of your thinking, right, when you're putting a team together?
For sure. I mean, the best team that I ever played on was the 2013 Red Sox team here that, you know, had this improbable run to a World Series championship team, and it was a mix of young guys and established veterans. And I think if you fast forward, I guess, 12 years, you know, the ability for young players to thrive is all about the environment that gets created around them, right? An environment where they can be themselves, they can fit in, they can express themselves and play freely. And our veteran guys, guys like Bregman and Chapman and many others, have done such a great job of allowing, you know, Roman and Marcelo and Christian and Sedan and others to be themselves and allow their talent to come out. And we knew what Alex was capable of doing from watching him play across the field. But until you have him in the clubhouse and around young guys, you really don't get a full appreciation for what he brings. And Trevor was a guy that has, you know, a stellar reputation in the game, but unfortunately hadn't been healthy enough to really impact the young guys the way that he has been this year. And then, you know, Jaron Duran, you know, as kind of the elder statesman in the outfield, and taking some of those younger guys under his wing, and what Chapman and Justin Wilson have done in the bullpen. And then, you know, Garrett Crochet, despite the fact that he's, what, 26 years old,
yeah,
you know, he carries himself like a veteran, and he's the guy who pitches at the front of the rotation. So I think we do have this ideal mix of veteran leadership and young players who can come up and step into roles, and work toward them being prominent roles.
Two good starts in a row for Dustin May since you acquired him from the Dodgers. Unfortunately, didn't get the dub last night, but still an excellent start, quality start. Big one for Walker Buehler tonight as the rotation tries to figure itself out, hopefully on the way to the postseason. But I keep hearing good things about how Kyle Harrison is pitching, and people keep telling me, like, you're going to want to see this Tolley kid come up and join the Sox because he's something else. Anything you could shed or as far as those guys go?
Yeah, I mentioned guys that we have in the upper levels of the minor leagues, and I think depth, particularly on the pitching side, that maybe we haven't had in a couple of years, and you know, if needed, feel like they'd be able to step in and give our team a boost. Exactly what that timing looks like and what the roles that they might be stepping into, I think, is to be determined. But tonight we've got Walker starting, and you know, the last one wasn't as clean as the one before, and he was great in San Diego. He was great against Philadelphia, and in those playoff environments, we've seen him at his best. So we're looking forward to what he's going to bring tonight.
Before we let you go, I got to ask you, because you know how sports talk radio works.
You told me you guys were an easy audience. Hold on.
Here it comes.
Well, it's gone well so far, right?
Here it comes. Is right. No, we have 4 hours every day, and we watched a baseball game, and we react to it. And part of the reaction from us or the fan base might be looking back to the trade deadline, what coulda, shoulda, woulda happened there. Do you do that? Do you look back to the trade deadline and say what coulda, shoulda, even if it's in the shower, or, I don't know, regret after the game, the ride home? Do you look back and look at it a certain way?
Well, I think it's natural to replay decisions and right. opportunities and think about how you may have approached them differently. And that's not to say that you aren't also happy with an outcome, right?
Right.
We've got Dustin May, you said he's two really good starts in back-to-back outings, and Steven Matz has been really good for us out of the pen. But of course, you kind of play these situations out, and you think about what you could have done differently, and maybe sometimes the answer is nothing, but other times you hope that there's something that you can learn so that when you're in this position again, you can achieve the desired outcome there.
Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer for the Boston Red Sox, appreciate you joining us, talking about the
Thanks,
Jimmy
sir.
Fund, how important this is this day. I don't know if you noticed, they were updating the tote board behind you while you were speaking, and I made a wow face because we're up to $4.471 million.
Wow.
We are approaching record numbers here on the Jimmy Fund Telethon. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.